Hello, Jonathan. Thank you for joining us. First of all, obviously, the workplace has been massively impacted by the current situation and by the virus. How is it affecting employees at the moment?
Well, for a lot of people, of course, they could be facing redundancy. We know unemployment is going up, and unfortunately, it looks like it's going to go up further. But others, of course, have faced either reduced working hours, therefore reduced income, or indeed they've been furloughed. And of course, we know that over the coming month, more people may be furloughed again. But there's a lot of people out there that will have reduced household income, whether that's reduced hours, furlough, or indeed they've been made redundant. Whereas there are clearly some people out there that are doing okay. You know, they're still in a job. Maybe they're working from home where ordinarily they would be commuting, so they're not paying the train fare and they're not buying the cappuccino on the way into work. So I think we've got a story of two halves in a way, those that are actually financially doing okay out of it and those who clearly are not.
I think employers and employees are all set for this job retention scheme, but obviously over the weekend that's somewhat changed. The furlough scheme is now back. Just talk to me a little bit about the furlough scheme. How employers can access it, and how employees can benefit from it.
Yeah, so this pays up to 80% up to £2,500 a month. So this is the if you like the original scheme that came out back in the spring. So employers who want to put staff on furlough will need to register with the government to do that. And submit effectively their application for that payment. So really, for those employees that have done it historically, it's going back to how it was originally back in the spring.
And obviously, many people will be facing reduced household income. What should individuals do when they are faced with less money? What can they do?
They need to really have a look at what their costs are. There's certain things that I think people should be doing actually in normal times, let alone when they're facing reduced income, which are things like their utility bills. So have they got the best deal in terms of their gas supplier or electricity supplier? If not, they should shop around. Things like if their car insurance is coming up for renewal, we know in most cases people will get a better deal elsewhere than from their current provider. So again, they should be shopping around. They should also be looking at where their money's going. You know, look at those direct debits. Are they paying for subscriptions to, I don't know, music download firms or film firms, where they're simply not using those subscriptions, so they could cancel them. And then there's other things, which again, we've heard in the last 24 hours will be extended, where people can defer their loans and their mortgage payments. So again, people that are really struggling could look at that. Now, I would say that that's probably not the first thing they should do, in the sense that debt has still got to be paid back. So if you can afford to pay your monthly payments on debt, then you should continue to do so. But deferment may be a necessity for some people.
And in terms of what you do, you know, why is it particularly worrying right now for those who are planning to retire or have found themselves facing early retirement due to redundancy?
Yeah, so there's a lot of people that are aged over 55, so they can retire and draw on their pension if they want, but actually they were not really planning to quite yet. But because they've been made redundant, because it's quite hard to find another job, then perhaps they come to the conclusion that retirement is really their only option. But there is a bit of a double whammy there, because a lot of those people will be in defined contribution pensions, so therefore their pension pot is probably going to be smaller. We've seen the stock market fall. Again, it fell quite a bit last week. So they're going to be facing potentially a smaller pension pot, but of course, because they're retiring earlier than perhaps otherwise they would have done so, then that money's got to last much longer as well. So it is a bit of a double whammy. We've also seen people that are suffering from reduced household incomes and not necessarily being made redundant, but their income's gone down. Again, if they're aged over 55, then they can look at drawing from their pension. So they're doing that to supplement their income. But of course, if they're drawing on some of their pension before they've actually retired, then that just means they're going to have less money when they do eventually retire.
And where can listeners go to find some more information about what you guys do and about just some more advice online?
Yeah, so I think they can always go and have a look at our website, which is wealthatwork.co.uk, which has got some resources and some news items on there that they might find interesting. They should also go and have a look at the Money Advice Service website, which is effectively a government-run website, but it has a lot of information there and resources on there, has quite a few budgeting tools as well, and useful links that people may find helpful in terms of managing their money. For some people, particularly for those who are looking to retire, it may be a good idea that they get financial advice. So if they're thinking about that, then I would advise them to go to the FCA website, the Financial Conduct Authority's website, because on there's a list of advisors that are qualified and registered with the FCA. So that's always a good starting point if you're looking for advice.